And now let's meet the next maker in our Made in Arizona series.
Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Debbie Medina Gatch never expected to go into the liquor industry, but after sharing a bottle of moonshine tequila with her estranged father in Mexico, she and her late husband found themselves heading down that path. Today, Gatch runs Señor Rio Tequila, a small batch tequila company based here in Arizona, with her father's image on each bottle. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about the journey that led her down the agave path.
I received a phone call from my father, who's living in Mexico, and I hadn't seen him or heard from him in 30 years. And I said to Jonathan, who was my boyfriend at the time, thinking about going to see my dad. He wants me to visit him in Mexico, but I'm on the fence. I'm not sure if I want to take the trip. And he encouraged me. He said, you should go. Maybe he's sick. And I said, well, come with me. So the two of us traveled down, no expectations. And it's a little bit of an emotional reunion because 3 decades is a long time. And during our visit, we were sitting at his kitchen table when he said, get us tequila. Would you like tequila? Okay, we're in Mexico. I was always a little margarita gal. And so he pulled out a bottle. It was a very simple bottle and 3 glasses. And he poured and we sipped and he poured and he sipped. And I don't know if you know this, Lauren, but tequila has a way of helping you talk a little more.
Yes, it does.
And we started to really open up and get to know one another, share our stories about our lives. And he explained how he was making this tequila. It had gone back 3 generations in the family, but I didn't know this. And so we finished an entire bottle with him. And no judgment, please. It was many hours. The next morning, no headache or hangover. And we thought, wow, you know, how do we drink all this tequila? We feel fine. He said, it's how I make it. It's all natural. Well, after our week visit, when we came back to Arizona where we live, this was in 2006, we had this idea and thought, gosh, what if we could bring my father's recipe or process to market? There weren't a lot of all-natural, ultra-premium tequilas back then. So it took us some time, and we decided to follow our hearts and left our careers eventually.
Wow.
And created a brand of tequila, which is dedicated to my dad. Señor Rio, his nickname, which stems from my maiden name, Rivera. So they would call him Señor Rio, meaning Mr. River.
So what did he think about this?
He was thrilled. We even had a photograph of him in his younger years. He was somewhat of a caballero, which is a Mexican cowboy. And so we put that logo on our bottle. So we wanted to give the tequila an identity so that people knew this wasn't a tequila that was just born out of a boardroom. It was a tequila with family in mind and reunion and something that we really believed in and wanted to share. Yeah. So he was thrilled.
I bet. So tell us about the process. What does it mean to make this in a natural way? How is it different?
Well, everything is made in the little town of Tequila, Mexico. And all of our agaves, which is the Blue Weber agave plant that tequila is made from, are one estate, and we don't add anything to mask the taste. We mature the agaves 8 to 12 years. That gives it the proper sugar content, which yields a smoother finish. So when we say all natural, we don't have to add, you know, vanilla or anything to help tone it down. We also roast the agaves versus steaming them because then it's more flavorful. So there's a process that goes into, and everything starts with harvesting and the production.
How did you get this off the ground? I mean, you know nothing about the liquor industry. You start making this tequila, which is a little different than others. How did you get a deal to get it going? How did you make this a real thing?
Well, we did a lot of work. Jonathan was an accountant, and as I mentioned, I was in real estate. And we started to research how to trademark and how to get the licensing and get everything that was needed to bring our brand to life. We called it our baby. I said we were pregnant for a long time because we didn't launch until 2009. So we had a warehouse in Gilbert, Arizona, and the bottles came up from Mexico. We self-distributed. going into restaurants and bars and liquor stores and anybody that had a liquor license that sells alcohol, and opened up about 100 accounts, starting in, you know, East Valley, Phoenix area, going up to Sedona, Flagstaff. And then eventually we got a distributor, but now we only have it available at Total Wine & More stores. So it was a lot of work. We thought bringing everything to be was a lot of work, but the hard part started when our first load of tequila came and we went out with our little suitcases just self-distributing.
Was that a scary moment when you both decided to really dedicate yourselves to this, to quit your day jobs, to really, you know, say, okay, now we are tequila makers. This is what we do.
Oh, gosh. Yes. You know, it was a big risk. And we just said, you know, we have something that we believe in. And it's 12 years now on the market. And I can go back to some of the stories where, you know, we didn't make a profit. And it was very scary. There were times that we thought, oh, my God, what are we doing? But it was the people that really helped us grow. One bottle at a time, the old-fashioned way. People will embrace Señor Rio.
Okay, so this began like as a family enterprise, right? This is dedicated to your father, who you hadn't seen in 30 years. And now you're donating some of the proceeds to charity because of your two granddaughters. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah. Jonathan, my late husband, he passed away 3 years ago from pancreatic cancer. And we always said, we got to give back. So we used to do a lot of donations with different charities. But it was always in my heart to start a foundation. And because I have granddaughters who have special needs, they have Angelman syndrome and cerebral palsy. They're identical twin girls, 5 years old. So the non-for-profit is called We Care Crusade, dedicated to my granddaughters, Catalina and Claudia. And that's where my heart is, to be able to give to these families that really do need a little extra help, especially the holiday season.
So it sounds like, you know, this was something that was influential in your relationship with your father. It was something that, you know, now you're using to help your granddaughters and people who are going through things like they are. It sounds like this is really personal to you. What has this done for your own life, your own growth, your own family, and for your relationship with your father, who you hadn't seen in so long?
Yeah, we even have in the bottle a message that says, sharing tequila is sharing life, because it truly brought us together. When my parents split up when I was young, he wasn't around. So we had to come together as two strangers, in a sense, and get to know one another. He did pass a few years ago as well. But he was very proud. I mean, he was beaming when we even had t-shirts made with his picture of him in his younger years. I have to say that it was a good thing that I did that. And I know today that if I didn't go down to Mexico to see him, I would not be in the tequila business.
All right. Debbie Medina Gatch, the CEO and co-founder of Señor Rio Tequila, joining us to talk about that company. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on and telling us your story. We appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you. It's my pleasure. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky.